think levels.
Say ah into it. Okay. That looks good. Those are some good levels, I'd say.
That's looking yummy.
It's looking ho-ho-ho-ified.
Welcome to the Brown Bricks Nogcast, the most amount of nog you can have
in an hour and
in
30
the
minutes.
Brown Bricks podcast.
In a Nogcast. the Nogcast was delayed, unfortunately, because I had family things I needed to attend to.
Stupid holiday Christmas stuff. What the hell?
Some dumb bullshit. Yeah. But here we are.
But now we're here.
We need to, it's a tradition. We need to nog it up.
And we're noggin', and we're casting.
The withdrawals of my body are set to only kick in during this time of year if I'm not having nog.
It's not enough nog.
It's a year-long time delay on my nog delay.
Phineas is looking like a Wendigo right now. He's
well,
all
I've had a little bit of nog, so...
The color is returning to his face.
I can speak now. He's when I first came in... I just went, ugh.
Are there people who drink eggnog year-round?
Jack would if he could.
I would if I could.
Well, actually, do they even sell it year-round?
I feel like no. This was like remarkably hard to find. Like I went to Target and they were like, we've been out of that for 3 days. And I'm like, what? You didn't have to say it like that. I was like, do you guys have eggnog? And they're like, we've been out of that for 3 days. I'm like, you said it like I should have known.
Like you walk.
You're only supposed to drink it on Christmas.
It's like a cowboy movie where you're like, I need some water. They're like, we've been out of water for months, Sonny.
Okay, good, but I need some.
It felt more like they were mad that I didn't know that they didn't have eggnog. Like it wasn't like a, oh, sorry, like we're out of it.
You should have asked them to check in the back.
Just because that guy was kind of giving me guff, I would have just been like, no, go check in the bag. Go scurry.
It's like, I'm willing to pay a top dollar. He got any vintage? Got any from last year's stock?
I mean, how bad could it go? You know, it's best by January 20th, I guess.
And egg product? I would imagine goes bad.
Yeah,
cheese nog.
Let's
cheese
actually
nog,
just keep...
Dude, that might be good, dude.
Let's keep...
That's what I'm saying.
It might like be like drinking a
cream
cheese frosting.
No, we're not
going to
keep that anywhere.
No, we'll keep this in that corner.
Let's keep this...
the entire year.
In Jackson's apartment for one whole year.
No. Then next Nogcast, we come back and give a little sample.
We will finish.
Give a little scoop.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it for the next tenants when they move it.
Oh, yeah, just like...
Like a dirty bomb.
It's like growing on the side.
Science experiment. Do not touch.
Yeah.
Or I just like put it in a cabinet I know not to open so it'll fall out and explode.
Just shitty hooch that you...
On 12/25/2024, call this number and it's your number.
Oh, shit.
Then you come in, you're like, oh,
right, I'm here to grab
Where's the nog?
Where's that nog?
I need to see if this became cheese nog.
I need the cheese nog.
Where'd you guys put the cheese nog? No, yeah, they don't even call the number. You just show back up at this place. And
that
you're
did
like,
not ferment very well. It's looking real gross.
Leave here and call in 12/25/2024 for $100. And then when they call, it's like one of those like things where it's like, go to church, but it looks like a $100 bill, but it's for our podcast instead.
Start giving
go
out
to the Brown Bricks
podcast bills. That's a good idea.
Brown Bricks podcast, fake 100 bills.
Yeah.
Find the Brown Bricks podcast.
Find Jesus.
Did you guys get anything cool for Christmas?
I got some AirPod Pros, which I'm very grateful for, and a nice new RGB keyboard you can see over there.
Oh, that is nice.
That has blue switches, which are my favorite switches.
Those are...
I got this jacket.
That's a nice jacket. I thought it was new.
You were right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You win.
I win my mental guessing game. That's a nice jacket, yeah. What about you, Jack?
I didn't have a serving spoon, so my mom took one of those serving spoons you get from like Olive Garden when you buy the big thing.
Stole one?
And no, she just had one, she put it, and she wrapped it. She said, there you go.
Well, how big is a serving?
Is that all you got? That was the main thing?
Got a couple of things other than that, but that was the thing that I'm most excited for.
Okay.
We did White Elephant at my family's Christmas, and my aunt accidentally opened my presents because my parents did not label them very well.
That's so
and
funny.
And so it was just like two...
They were all labeled with last names.
There's like two photos of me that I have over here. It's like a photo of me and then a drawing of me my dad did. And she's like, oh, that's this cool. is nice. Yeah. And then she opened up the next one. It was like a pair of AirPods. And they're like, what I don't think fuck? This is a white elephant.
That's hilarious. Where she just opens up pictures of you. And yeah. they're just like, yeah, this is for me.
I was for White Elephant, so yeah. she's just opening a random one, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess they could have put that in White
yeah,
Elephant.
Yeah, that makes some
Seems
sense.
Weird
yeah.
that they would want that.
Sort of like
okay.
a kooky White Elephant
gift. Yeah. You guys don't give people pictures of yourself for Christmas?
That's what I got.
That's all I ever get anyone.
I put one of yeah. our birdhouse relics in the most recent White Elephant, and now my grandma has it.
Which one?
It was the one that's a bird, elephant, fish thing.
Oh, that one rocks.
Yeah.
She better take good care of that.
No, yeah. She stole it from my great aunt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was...
it was a hotly contested item.
That's awesome. That is pretty cool. That better be like a centerpiece.
We usually give out like one weird little like thing like that, little tchotchke that people want to display somewhere.
One large orb that may or may not contain power.
Yeah, usually there's like ones that are like a frog that's like doing a yoga pose, or like a dog that's, cool. that's doing that's a cool. yoga pose. A
lot of yoga poses.
We like that. We like those ones.
Jack, may you make my nog less nog and more Morgan?
We're
really,
nogging it up.
Yeah, give me some too. Let's get in there.
Let's nog it up. That's as you say, Fudo.
Give me a healthy, make me feel like I'm on the seas.
Tell me when. Is that good?
A little bit more. Yeah, that's okay. good. That's good.
All right, I'll just use like a little bit of this, a little splash. Yeah.
All right. That
was I got up.
I gave him a little shapoop. Yeah.
Mix it up. I got to mix it up.
Oh, yeah. We
got
to nog it up. That's, I don't know if you guys know, but tomorrow's nog day, and that's why we decided to do it late.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. You got to nog it up on Nog Day.
Well, we're doing it
Is
wrong.
Is Nog then. Day a real thing that's tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Why are they out of Nog?
No, you're lying.
Because
you're lying.
Everyone's been...
Because everyone's stocking up for
that's
Nog
like,
Day,
that's
dude.
That's like, oh, why are they out of turkeys like the day
on
before
Turkey
Thanksgiving?
Day.
Oh, why can't you find any good costumes at Spirit Halloween the day before Halloween?
Yeah, it's
because
like
it's
already,
almost Halloween.
Everyone already it's knew they were supposed to nog it up.
Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, that's why he laughed at me, because he's like, oh, you're trying to nog it up at this
hey,
hour?
You said you didn't believe it.
You haven't gotten ready for Nog Day yet? All right, dude. You're an adult.
you come to my
You're a
market.
Legal adult, and you haven't already stocked up for Nog Day.
You haven't nogged it up yet? You don't have the cheese nog just sitting in the corner?
You haven't prepped your cheese nog 9 months beforehand
year.
Be
for Nog Day?
Cheese nog.
You're going to have horrible cheese nog.
I asked for the cheese nog, and they shook their head. They were like, we ran out of those months
it's
ago.
It's going to be more like a ricotta. You want a hard cheese, like yeah. cheddar, and yours is going to be more like a ricotta.
I looked back there, and I saw they were aging a bunch of cheese nugs,
be like
and I was like, can you
cheese.
Give me one of those? But there was a bunch of sticky notes on them, because like people reserved them, and they were going to come in and pick them up after work. So I was like, fuck, that sucks. So yeah, Nog Day's coming up.
What's in eggnog here?
Eggs.
Egg.
A little bit of nog.
A little bit of nog. Mostly
just a
egg.
Touch of nog.
Grade A milk and cream, sugar, non-fat, dry milk, egg yolks. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, there's turmeric in there.
There's turmeric. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Turmeric.
Yeah. Turmeric extract, it says.
That's very
somehow different than regular turmeric. But, yeah,
even more
Nog's yummy stuff, and I'm glad we're doing Nogcast.
I know, it would feel incomplete without it.
The year can't end without Nogs.
It really can. It very much can. You know what else it can't end without?
Us talking about the guy who fucked in the Senate.
That okay.
His, that was a trying time for all of us.
His response was awesome though, because he's like, they were like, how do you like respond to the fact that you had a video of you fucking on the Senate floor? And he's like, it's a sad day because I'm not only like I'm being what was the quote? This has been a hard time for me because I'm being attacked for those who I love. And he spun it into like, they're only mad at me because I was doing gay stuff
Dude,
on the
Senate
floor.
Man, you know how much other sex is probably happening there that's all straight? probably a lot.
Yeah, we saw those 5 Senate videos get posted the other day of like just straight sex, and people are like, this is what the United States needed.
If I was him, my approach to the response would have just been like, jealous.
Yeah.
I bet you wish you could.
This is actually the best approach.
But you can't. I'm out here living my best life, fucking people in my workplace. Oh, what? You're going to fuck someone at your workplace? You probably work at Wendy's, bitch.
Yeah, that's going to be lame.
That's what
shit
I would say if I was him.
No, I think his response was the best, because it basically said, like, hey, listen, if you want to call me out on it, like, do you really? Because you're going to be homophobic for that. And it's like, that's so
predictable.
Yeah, but you can't be George Santos.
Provokes the immediate response of everyone being like, that ain't the problem here.
that's not the problem.
Yeah, that is true. If you do say like jealous, like then a lot of people are like, fuck, maybe a little. Like they didn't think about it before. They're like, you can't do that.
You gotta flip the script on it and act like it's cool, you know.
Yeah,
you got to make.
You've all had the opportunity before.
You gotta own it. You know, you gotta own it.
I think that is the big thing.
Okay, so I feel like we talked about it a little bit, and somebody said they didn't post these online, but they fucking 100% did.
Apparently, they did. Yeah,
yeah.
I figured like, they didn't, because I'm like, why would they do that?
I think we assumed because we were like, why would anyone in the world do that? And they just did.
Yeah.
So that makes it even funnier that he's like, I'm being discriminated against for who I love, because it's like, bro, you posted them online. It wasn't even like love, it was like you getting your ass blasted.
Was this the guy getting fucked?
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy fucking him, what was he? Was he just a normal person?
Like Joe Biden.
Oh, shit.
Why is no one talking
about
that?
Joe Biden got a fat cock like that.
Because everyone's like...
Everyone's really bearing the lead on this story that Joe Biden...
The random Senate staffer.
Well, no, you actually couldn't see, but it's like very obvious. It's only from like the neck down that you can see
him. It's not obvious from what you can see of him at all. He's just going like, just like that, Jack. Like that.
And you have a handler trying to get his like soft dick into the guy's asshole. Just thumbing it in. It's very cool. It's definitely a video that you have to watch.
Well, that's all I assume ever happens in the Senate is a lot of butt sex and a lot of gay shit. So.
I would rather have that be happening. Instead, they just pass bullshit laws.
Yeah.
Instead, they just give people the ability to no-knock raid.
Yeah.
You know what else they give people the ability to do?
To
no
fucking
knock ass fuck?
Yeah, no, they say, knock, just kidding. And you can just fuck them. You don't have to knock twice, which is the gay parlance, I believe.
You can only do that to senators, though.
Oh, that was they're like, we should have the ability to no knock raid people if we think there's going to be like a little bit of drugs in there. And they're like, all right, but you have to be able to get no knocked ass fucked where someone can just fuck you on the street for no good reason.
I don't think I like that law.
No, on the only senators, though.
Only senators can get only no knock ass fucked.
This is a pretty cool video.
Okay, what's this video this here? For here? I'm seeing a V-Lon Charizard
and then he
pops come
out
of
the Pokeball.
Pokeball.
V-Lon, dude.
V-Lon.
Yeah, V-Lon.
V-Lone the Charizard.
Yeah, dude, it's one of A$AP Rocky's boys.
Yeah.
I like that it's a sweatshirt, this Charizard.
A$AP Rocky's one of his boys.
He does
made
look
a
fucking
brand
out.
V-Lone is owned by a rapist, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people don't like that brand.
there's some
the guy's name is not V-Lone.
I don't know what his
name is. I
thought
it was a rapper brand.
He's with A$AP Mob, dude. He's with A$AP Mob.
Yeah. And Charizard's a part of that A$AP Mob.
Well, now he is.
You think Charizard's a rapist?
No.
Maybe.
No. I don't.
I mean, do you think there's a non-zero chance?
Charizard isn't like a guy. It's a type of animal. It's a type of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which Charizard?
It's like saying is a horse.
But you
a
could
rapist?
Like talk to it. You could be like give it commands.
That doesn't mean no.
Which Charizard are you talking about? Are you talking about this one?
This one, maybe.
In the sweater.
Yeah, no, that one's a rapist. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But like
at least a little.
His name isn't Charizard. We don't know his
name.
Oh,
yeah, that's true. I guess like yeah, that is kind of implying like that's like is man a rapist? It's like yeah, some of them, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's true. I believe.
Why do you think you're getting advertised V-Lone Pokemon?
Charizard, I think you know why.
I think he's on the Pokemon algorithm and not the
yeah that was
hype
not,
beast clothing algorithm.
That did
I think
not
we
appear.
Know exactly why that showed up in Jack's search.
Yeah, that
yeah.
Did, That did not appear in my search because I was like, I really love this V-Loan shit. But it appeared because I really like that Charizard stuff, and it was a guerrilla marketing campaign by the V-Loan guys to try to get me into their...
Would that work on you? I often see, like...
If I saw Charizard wearing some cool things, I might look up what that's all.
You just did see Charizard wearing those.
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
I did look it up.
Well, I'm not going to lie.
It looked really cool.
The sweatshirt Charizard is wearing, it doesn't really fit his body right.
He should go for a color other than orange.
Yeah.
it just does not compliment, kind of create some more contrast in his look.
It really does just look like he's wearing nothing.
It kind of washes out with how...
And it makes him look dumpy, too.
With his skin complexion, that being bright orange...
Terrible.
Shouldn't wear.
Someone should have dressed him better.
Not the right shirt.
Yeah. That's too bad. You know what else isn't the right shirt? Let's see. Cool Legos. What did I put here? This one's pretty good.
Did you get any? Oh yeah. Nah. This is fun. The TikTok of a black Lego character and a white Lego character that's dressed very nicely. And the black guy is fully, well, not fully nude, but he's like in a...
He's a slave.
Yeah, he's a slave. But then the white guy joins him on the farm, and they go farm together. And they're farming Lego carrots and racing Lego pigs together.
All right. I think the most racist part so far is that the white guy's riding a regular pig, but the black guy's riding a boar. What are they trying to say with that, huh?
I didn't even notice that. And then they get close together and they say that they're chill. And then 15 years later, the white guy is Abraham Lincoln because he's gay with a random slave.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
cool. I feel like we've had two back-to-back bits here that are going to be really hard to
play. Yeah, really hard for... here's a good one. That's,
yeah, we're going to stop watching TikTok.
Do you guys want to watch Sesame Street?
We gotta stop watching stuff.
Can we just talk about something?
Yeah. No, I was just gonna show you guys the awesome Sesame Street racism clip.
Well, I think we should talk about how those Legos probably cost like $70 a pop, you know?
The Abraham Lincoln Lego? Yeah. There's no way that the Abraham Lincoln Lego costs $70.
Well, the black guy Lego, I mean, I don't know how much he costs, but the Abraham Lincoln one, probably up there.
I mean, that's just like a white
Legos are getting so inflated, it's kind of absurd. They've gotten them real full of themselves.
I like how that's what you're taking from this. You're like, damn, Lego fucking inflation.
They've gotten real full of themselves lately with what they will price like certain sets. I mean, it's been happening forever. Legos are always kind of expensive. But now they're getting a little bit too full of their britches with the like all the architecture and like the like ones you build that are like plants.
Yeah.
And they're like charging like $80 for this.
My mom loves the plants.
I do like the plants.
Yeah.
My mom loves the flower Legos.
They're flower Legos.
Cool she looking. Puts them around her home.
The bouquet.
They're fucking stupidly expensive.
My mom has turned my childhood bedroom into a Lego room. Where she just puts all her Legos.
That's like turning my childhood bedroom into my childhood bedroom. They're except both Lego rooms.
Hers are a lot less like Star Wars and stuff.
And they're probably all in one piece rather than scattered about on the floor.
No, she builds them and she keeps them together.
It'd be funny if your mom was like a Lego person. They just like to like smash them and like
your
have
mom,
mom mixed together.
I come home and my mom's lying on her belly in the living room making two minifigures fight each other.
Your mom's the kind of person who just like has that big tub of Legos, but they're all spread out everywhere, and she's building like shitty cars and like
little
putting
spaceships.
Guys.
Like, this one's a spaceship. This one's a spaceship.
No color coordination.
This one's also a spaceship because I don't have enough wheels.
I don't get enough triangle pieces to make the wings. So it's kind of more.
So it's kind of just like it like floats. It like hovers.
Yeah, I was the king of making spaceships when I was a kid.
She makes me do space fights with her, and then if I don't die. And when she says I'm supposed to die, she gets really mad. She's like, no, your really spaceship has been destroyed.
You're like, I have invincible shields. That
smash it against the ground right now. Your spaceship
you're
broken.
Stuck in the void of space. It's not broken to pieces.
I shoot
but
black
your
hole.
Life support is slowly failing and you're stuck. I'm like, this is
a bit too okay, in the weeds. Yeah.
What do you want? Yeah. What do you want me to do? Just sit here? It's like, yes.
You die.
And your mom just like, well, you're sitting
and
there.
She goes out for a smoke break and she's like, don't fucking move.
But while she's like smoking, she's got like a cigarette in one hand and the spaceship in the other.
And she's like, flying around.
Oh, we're flying through the Milky Way.
And she's like, that was a great battle, crew.
That's awesome. That's Christmas.
No, that's every day I go to my mom's house.
That's tough.
It's all right.
It's the best kind of Lego person to be, though, you know?
As the spaceship person?
Yeah,
spaceship
come on.
Spaceship person's pretty good. No. You want to be Batman.
You
want to be Batman.
Prefer the... Okay, I'm not talking about being a minifigure here, okay?
Then it's not a person.
I'm talking about the type of Lego
the
user
type
you
of
are.
Lego, yeah.
Lego consumer that you are.
Which type of consumer you are?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
How you engage with Lego.
Yeah, are you like a creative builder? Are you just a
you're the like kind of guy who makes builder? Stop motion videos of Abraham Lincoln meeting a slave and befriending him.
I made
him.
A lot of stop motion videos when I was a kid. None of them involved slaves or Abraham Lincoln.
You didn't think
they mostly just involved war.
Most of mine were claymation videos, but they had a racial tinge to them.
Why?
I just thought it was cool. I was like, that's neat. I was getting to the idea of. How different races are treated differently. And I was like, damn, there's some prescient. So I made 12 Years a Slave before they actually made 12 Years a Slave, but in Lego form.
Can I see
it was
it?
Pretty cool. You can. It's actually very cool. And they played it on Sesame Street.
Country? Across the country? People of color. Especially in the black community, are being treated unfairly because of how they look, their culture, race, and
look at Elmo.
Who they
look at
are.
Elmo in his eyes, where he's got still
what
the
we are
bug,
seeing is people saying enough is enough. They want to end racism.
This is on CNN.
No. It's
on Sesame Street.
I want to end racism too.
That's
thank
awesome.
You,
so I have a couple of things.
So
to
what
say about
what
that.
Is the context behind that? Because that has a CNN logo in the bottom.
That was
right.
Them talking about a Sesame Street episode that had just aired. Oh, so,
okay.
So in Elmo, Elmo is FaceTiming with I think like his dad.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was my other question.
Yeah,
Elmo's why
dad.
Is
for some reason
Street
they're FaceTiming.
Have like Zoom calls?
Yeah,
the format now.
They're FaceTiming Elmo's dad's FaceTiming
like
them
the
for some
Simpsons.
Reason, which I think. I don't know. It's definitely something that, I guess, cartoons, it's always hard because, like, cartoons, when you have to explain something to a four-year-old, you have to be like, treat everyone equally. And it's like, but black people especially didn't get treated equally. It's like, okay, but can you explain that to me? Because I'm four. And then they're like, we don't have enough time. But that's just, like, how it is. It's like, I don't know, just make them, if you, like, as a parent, like,
mm-hmm.
Like you should be teaching them about that stuff because there's not enough time in the Sesame Street episode to tell them about systemic racism and like all of that stuff. And then you also like are literally just telling kids like, yeah, but especially black people, those guys especially. It's like why? It's like, well, we can't explain it in like 5 seconds on Elmo's world.
Well, it's probably not that they can't explain it. It's like it's probably more that like. Someone watching Sesame Street doesn't really need more than that.
Yeah.
Know? Like, you're not going to get...
Yeah, you're not,
well, no.
See, you're not supposed to, like, really delve
first
into,
there
like,
was
what...
slavery, then there was Jim Crow.
But you don't...
Delve into that on Sesame Street when you're, like, a four-year-old watching it. It's like...
You should only be mentioning, like, treat everybody the same. And then, like, afterwards, then they'll just be like, oh, yeah, that shit's fucked up. Like, once they come into contact with that shit. Or, like, as they come in contact with that shit, they can get explained to them. It's just, like, it's insane to me that you can have, like, Elmo's dad come in and just be like, but especially black people. And
well,
then,
Elmo's dad is a black man, so...
They're up there. Does Oscar
I have no
the
issue
Grouch
with what's
get,
being
the,
said. What I have issue with is that... I don't like the new characters. I don't like Elmo has a dad now. I don't want to see Elmo's dad. Elmo, I just need him to be a red fuzzy guy.
And I want him to be saying that in his fucked up voice.
I think it would have been better is if the entirety leading up to this, the reason why they're having this conversation is because Elmo is being really racist.
Oh, see,
and Elmo is like giving black people the cold shoulder. And then Elmo's dad has to like get on a Zoom call with him. And he's like, I hear you've been fucking up on Sesame Street.
Elmo.
Elmo,
no
this
good.
Is not okay.
Elmo. I want to see more of Elmo going into Elmo's world. The
the domain expansion.
Yeah, the domain expansion he has.
Cool.
Where he just is able to draw on the walls and create new things.
That is cool.
Off of that.
Once you get those kind of powers...
you can't really put them down, you know?
Well, that's my whole thing, is like he should be able to affect society more. Like, he should hear about that and be like, no, I'm going to end racism. Because I'm going to kill everyone who's racist.
Well, he would immediately...
What about Elmo as Yakub? And at first there's only black people, but... At first, there was only like
red fuzzy people.
Red fuzzy people, but then Elmo created white people.
That'd be
there's
cool.
Black people and red fuzzy people, and they got along. Everything was fine, but Elmo, with his dark power.
And then he said, "We should make white people.
We should make people the same color of the
white." Hey,
none of us can do a fucking Elmo impression. We're all just the worst Elmo impressionists.
But that's I thought that was really cool and powerful. I think. If they really wanted, they should have like Oscar the Grouch weigh in on that because he's got the worst situation. So like, if I trust anybody, it's Oscar the Grouch saying like black people have it even worse than me. It's like even worse than the guy who lives in a trash can and doesn't seem to have like all this this Wi-Fi.
I don't
and
think
shit.
That's the kind of message they wanted to send.
What were they trying to send?
They were trying to say that sometimes black people get a little bit racially discriminated against in American society.
Why
is not important?
This is pretty classic Sesame Street. They've been doing stuff like this for a while now.
They should stop. Because they should just be like, everybody, you should treat all your friends equally.
You know, they like, do that shit too.
The arc that upsets me the most is when they have the little girl that has the pet rock. And Elmo gets really autistically upset that the girl has a pet rock.
And it's not real.
And it's not real. He's like, Rocky is not alive.
That's
and
awesome.
He's like, no, Rocky says that he loves you, Elmo. And he's like, oh, this fucking bitch. Your fucking pet rock.
What's wrong with Elmo?
He hates the fact that the pet rock is not alive.
It's a weird
characterization.
Elmo,
for
because
him.
He created white people, when he sees them create other things,
other like
no,
stupid
that's
bullshit
out of your domain.
Like
I've created all of Earth's creatures
with
my Elmo's raw power.
Right and beautiful.
And anyone who's even insinuates that they've approached my domain, it sends them into a rage.
It's a funny characterization of Elmo to make him like theoretically a very imaginative child character who has like again his own world that he goes into and like plays in his mind. And it's like,
that'd be cool.
But he can't fathom somebody else having a little rock.
I was gonna
pet.
Say, like, I think it's because he can bring his imagination to life, and her rock is still just a fucking rock. He's like, why don't you turn your rock into a
why
real
isn't your
thing?
Rock real? Why does your rock have googly eyes and a mouth?
Yeah,
what you're trying to do, I could do for real.
Yeah, that's what makes
the things
mad.
You pretend are alive, I could bring life to.
Yeah, imagine if you were like
your arrogance.
Imagine
says,
if you were God, and then
voice.
Some guy came up to you, and he's like, I'm like you too, and he made like a little doll, and he's like, I'm just like you. I can do all the things you can do. And it's like, no, you can't. You don't understand my power. How does that get resolved?
I think he eventually kind of understands, but he still doesn't really, get it.
Elmo just looks down
and
upon.
And I think that she's a Muppets character or like...
it's not like, an actual...
No, not a little girl. It's like one of the other puppet characters.
I hate when humans are in Sesame Street.
They're essential to the aesthetic, though.
I don't know.
No, they're not.
I think so, yeah.
I want all puppets. And I want them to freak the fuck out whenever a human gets there. They're like, no, you're not supposed to be here. You're not like, supposed... This ain't your street.
Yeah. No,
this
get off.
This ain't your hood, bro. Get the fuck out of Sesame Street.
Because, like, all of Sesame Street, like, they all have, like, a similar design aesthetic. And humans are just so opposite of, like, what they look like that they should be, like, this is
I want
like,
to be like a problem that they have to solve. When
yeah, this isn't
there.
Like another guy.
And
this
they
is
should
like
be like, you have
being.
To get the fuck out right now. Like some of them like don't hate humans, but they're like, you should not be here. It is not safe for you to be here.
When humans come
dude,
in, everyone goes
horror.
Go.
Yeah, like they're talking about like friendship, you know, and like Bert and Ernie, they're being like gay with each other, right, and stuff like that.
Yeah, filming stuff on the Senate floor.
Yeah. And then a human shows up and they're like, what are you doing here? They're like, oh, I heard you guys singing a song and I wanted to play too. It's like, you have to get out now. Like that.
How did you get here? Oh, I just walked
so
in.
You want it to be like a whole another realm where it's like confusing how they got there. In my mind, the Sesame Street is a street where puppets live and they are very insular. And if a human shows up, they will fuck you up.
I like that idea.
That's what I want. But some of the puppets are more like they don't fuck up the humans, but they know they're going to get fucked up. So they're like, go, leave. You were not allowed. You are not welcome.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, right.
Who's the bruisers?
Oscar.
Like Oscar, for sure.
Big Bird.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster, definitely. I bet like they just kind of have Oscar out there and he's just kind of like the fucking wild
the
one.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah, he's like the
well,
wild
one. Well, you know how in the wild they have the people like watching, right? And they like yell when the cops show up. Yeah. That's what Oscar is.
Yeah.
He starts banging his trash can lid.
Yeah, he starts.
Yeah, he makes them feel unsafe. He makes them feel unsafe in Sesame Street.
I would feel unsafe in Sesame Street.
You know what else makes me feel unsafe in Sesame Street? When Kevin Spacey decides to get back on Tucker Carlson. And
what does that have to do with Sesame Street,
Jack? Was he on there before?
Oh, have you seen?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Wait, what happened? Kevin Spacey went on Tucker Carlson.
Every year, Kevin Spacey's been doing this fucking thing where he reprises his role as the guy from House of Cards.
Yeah, the...
And he, like, pretends to be, like, Frank Castle or whatever his name is. And he goes in and he's just like, I'm going to run for president. And he went on Tucker Carlson and did that bit recently. And it was really, really cool.
It's cool.
Very cringe.
It was this cool.
Is there anyone in this country who could jump in at this late date and re-scramble the calculus of electoral politics?
Well, that's really a decision for the people, Tucker. It's not something that I really think about or want to do. And Merry Christmas to you, too. But I've always believed that nothing should be off the table in life or in art. I think we could both agree that we need to get some adults back in the room. So if that means taking...
Oh, no.
It froze.
Yeah, but that's the idea.
So, okay.
Yeah, for a man who loves to say he's against the Hollywood pedophile elite, he sure is friends with a lot of them.
Well, like, he's like an actual Hollywood. He's like one of the
he's
first.
He's one most of the inaugural.
He was one of the first people to get, like, run off the street.
I mean, talking about, like, responses at the beginning of the episode to controversies, his rocked. It was a similar thing, too. He pulled the same move, too, where, like, he got caught, like, you know. I don't know if he fucked those kids or just touched him in the peener or what, but he came out. He's like, all right, it's come out. Y'all got me. I'm gay.
Yeah,
I'm
gay. That was very funny. He's like,
gay.
That was the first time.
Stop talking about it now. You got me. I'm gay.
That was the first time I think I ever saw that knot like fully fall flat on its face. Like there wasn't even like a small contingent of people being like, damn, man, that sucks. Like everyone was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like actually go away. And then he came out. It was very funny, though, because he came back out later and he's like, I think the people of America want me back. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And so he pretended to be.
Why do you think that?
Are you delusional?
He was crazy. Like
he keeps doesn't he do that like Christmas video every year where he
that's
like,
his that was
that was his version of
his
that
Christmas
this
video
was
this
going
year
on
was
Tucker
him going on Tucker Carlson Twitter escapades.
He didn't do it,
bro. You did it. People are still gonna watch the old shit before the controversy that you were in. Ride it out.
It's a very good TV.
Chill at home. Spend time. Does he have family?
He's got a couple of boys that live in his basement.
Spend time with your basement boys.
My basement boys. How'd it go, Papa? Oh, not so
good. Not so good.
I didn't know that Tucker Carlson guy. He's a real mean fella.
Yeah, he's a real racist. I don't want to be associated with him anymore. Now come give Daddy a kiss.
Yeah.
I think that list is going to be big. Oh, yeah, go for it. I think that list is going to be big. That list, the Epstein list, I'm excited about that.
It's just associates. It's not the flight list.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just associates that were listed by, I forgot her fucking name, whoever the case was about, one of the girls that was trafficked by Epstein.
Oh, not Ghislaine Suxwell?
What?
Not Ghislaine Maxwell?
No.
not Kiss Boy Suck?
It was something to do with some defamation case, and she listed like a bunch of people that were people she saw like at his compound.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of all like just like witness testimony, okay, and halfway like some corroborated evidence, and then there's a number of people in there who are just like probably people that were around and didn't actually do anything.
I feel like if you're around, like, I guess, you know what, if you see that guy, if you see like the FBI, like the leader of the FBI, like fucking kids, like what are we gonna do about that? Like if we saw those.
I don't even know who the leader of the FBI right now is.
I mean, I'm not gonna do it. I just want to know. I want to know who's fucking them kids.
I just need like a full list of everyone.
Well, unfortunately, that's what everybody's getting real hype about it. But again, this is not that list.
I know. It sucks.
Which is sad and boring. But
that's you just hit me with like a
Reality check.
Jack just got coal in his stocking.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Jack has a parlay like ready for just, when the list drops.
This is just him setting. This is just the guy who did it, like the interior design of the kid fucking temple.
You got the $10,000 parlay on Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, fucking Donald J. Trump.
Those are really fun. The ones where it's like Elon Musk is at like the top of the list. Yeah. Like he definitely fucks some kids. I'm like, yeah. You get that? How do you get that rich without fucking some kids?
Yeah, what betting site do I have to go to bet on that real quick?
Bet DSI.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think they should make sports betting illegal.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be a problem because that's everywhere now. People fucking love sports betting. I love all the ones that are like, you can choose over or under, and you can like micro bet on every single little thing that it does. Isn't that awesome? Like, I love how the gambling casino apps now are like selling you on the fact that you can bet more. Like, they're just like, and you can keep betting all the time, nonstop. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Christmas Eve, I went to the casino with my cousin, and it was so fucking sad.
That is so
sad. It was so funny, though.
Casinos. Unless
it's
you
always
go,
sad, but on Christmas Eve,
unless
like,
you go like during a time of year where people go to Vegas for like vacation, casinos are always sad. If you go during like spring break to Vegas, you'll see people who are like
younger,
not addicted to gambling and throwing some money for fun, but mostly there to like drink and party, right?
Yeah.
But like if you go to casinos in general, it's people who really genuinely think that they can turn shit around for themselves by hitting big. And who are ruining their lives in there. And it's depressing and it will make you sad.
Yeah, that's fair.
I only lost $40, so I think I came out okay. I think my cousin dropped $150.
Yeah,
that's tough. That's real tough.
I was like, what are you doing, man?
I just think that all of
you
like,
come in with a certain amount you're willing to lose, and then if you want, you can bet the winnings.
Yeah.
And if you do anything else other than that, you're fucking up.
Yeah, I think that. It's also like if you try to like metagame gambling and not just say like, I'm going to spend $200 in here and that's going to be my night. And then whatever happens, happens. If you're like going in, you're just like, well, if I like, I'm good on blackjack and that's the best table. And with that machine, you get the double the big bucks, which allow you to do the double spins. And it's like, oh, those people are gone. Mm-hmm. Like those people have lost their souls to the gambling.
I'm just trying to say sports gambling should be illegal because there's too many fucking conflicts of interest. All the time.
What do you mean?
With sports and then gambling.
You
on
mean
top
like
of
people
it.
Involved in the actual sporting events being like trying to having someone gamble for them or shit like that.
It is like every single ad on like ESPN now.
No,
is
all
it's
just all
like,
just fucking like sports bets, whatever the fuck. I don't even know any of the apps. We're not sponsored, obviously.
I do love the ones where it's like, is he gonna pass or is he gonna do a run game? And I'm like, oh, you're betting like that micro. Like you're betting like, is he gonna go left
like
or
minute
right?
to minute fucking bets.
It's like
oh
this
my
guy
God.
Is. You're going to ruin people because it's like, oh, you can bet like $25 and you just press
like,
over or under.
I know my boy is going left. That's my boy. I know. know my boy's going left.
It's like, it's the ultimate, because I don't know. It's like sports fans are always like hopelessly, they just have like hope in a lot of things that should not have hope in. And so you're just applying that to gambling, which is terrible. And it's also, I feel like whenever I see a commercial and they have to show you the United States and light up all the states where you can actually do whatever's in the commercial. Yeah, they're like, you can do it in 34 states. And I'm like, wait a minute.
What about the other 16?
Why did the other 16 states not allow this? It's like, that's not relevant. It's like, it feels kind of relevant.
Feels maybe like they should not allow it in general.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that only goes one way, though.
Oh, yeah. Also, during Christmas...
What happened?
I had a really funny joke that didn't go over well. Speaking of pedophiles.
That way you started moving to playing Marvel Snap.
Yes.
Well, what was your funny pedophile joke you said in front of your family?
It was something where they were all talking about, like, Matt Walsh's What is a Woman? And they're like, that's such a great movie. That's such a great movie. It's what the American needed. No, and then I was like, I'm excited for his next movie, What is a Child? And then they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, in the commercial, he was like, yeah, they're kids, they seem pretty mature to me. And all of the, it wasn't even something where they were like, what do you, they were like, I don't get, like, what do you mean?
What do you
like, I don't about? Know what you're
that's,
talking
that's
about.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good. Funny, but and not the audience.
It was not the audience, but they were like, they legitimately, they're like, I don't get it. Like, I went over my head.
Them saying they don't get it is them giving you an out.
Yeah.
Them going like, I don't want to hear your joke.
You calling
about
this. Matt Walsh.
I don't want to talk about this joke. I don't want to explain why it upsets me.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, Jack.
Yep. And I took that out and played some Marvel Snap. Yeah.
I spent a lot of time just talking with my cousin, trying to avoid conversations with my extended family.
They always ask the best questions.
It's always worse when I don't remember their names either.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. That's real tough.
I have to wait for, like, context clues or, like, listen to somebody else talk to them and they'll say their name or whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's their name now. Okay, I remember that.
I did a PowerPoint party
walking
last
up to
night.
A little girl. What's up, bro?
Hey, how's
what's
it going?
Up? I haven't seen you in, like, 6 years. What's up?
Damn. Up.
Damn, you're, like, an adult right now. She's like, I'm 8. I'm like,
no.
I mean, what is a child?
what is a child?
Hear my joke earlier.
You catch that one? Pretty funny.
That?
I don't know. It's very funny to me, at least, because it was like I had a PowerPoint party where everyone like made their own PowerPoints. My PowerPoint was just like going over like the Roblox Q3 earnings call where he was talking about like the president will display his Roblox avatar in a State of the Union address, like their goals for like the next 5 years.
That probably went over pretty well.
It actually went over pretty well. People like that. But in like the interim, there was like this one. So there was like a guy who's like the most normie out of anyone that I've ever met. He's just like a normal guy. He's just a very cool, normal guy and very nice to me. And then he brought like his girlfriend, who like her plan, it was her first year here, so it's like her plan was to do why the like it, because Kyle the guy, he was like, oh, the office is a cult, and she was gonna be like, well, I'm gonna tell people why the office is the best cult to be a part of because the office rocks. Like that was her plan for a presentation. And then I was like, have you guys seen this? And I showed them Alpine Coaster while everyone was like putting kids away and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was like, check this out. And I showed them Alpine Coaster, and she like other people laughed because like they know me at this point, but like she did not laugh. She was like, oh my god, is she okay? Okay, and I'm like,
no, she's not. she's injured.
It was funny because I was like, oh my god, is she okay? I was like, yeah, she's fine. And then they go around the turn and she's like limped over the side.
Just leaning out. Yeah.
And she like lets out like she goes, oh. She like lets out like a shriek,
little
like
puppy dog.
Some people suck, dude. Get over it. It's a video.
I also showed them that little baby slap, the one where the baby slaps the other baby.
Oh yeah, that one rocks.
That one does.
And it cuts out like mid the other baby screaming. Yeah. How'd she like that?
She liked that, I think. I didn't see a reaction. I was too busy watching the baby.
Yeah, I need to focus.
Yeah. When that video comes up, I focus up. I'm like, yo.
I'm like, you got a split second to see
whether
there's
a baby
rocks.
About to slap another baby. You better be watching.
You do need everyone quiet. because like
that one's a good quick one to show people. The problem with Alpine Coaster is it's so damn long.
It's and 8 minutes.
You got to know what to skip to. Yeah, or you'll ruin it.
I was,
and if you have to go, oh wait, I missed a good part, and you go, it's over.
No, yeah. I've actually.
No one cares now.
See, I've done this before. In that one part, in that one like party or whatever that I went to on the East Coast, where that one British guy afterwards, he said that video is much hilarity. That guy, when I did it there, I skipped the wrong parts and fucked it up. Yeah,
he said the video is much hilarity.
Did he mean it?
This guy does not speak English. What the fuck?
This man was just a very British guy.
Hilarity.
I don't know.
It's like a fucking second. Yeah,
yeah. ESL.
Had an awesome time showing people who we do. We've talked about this on the pod maybe before, but I can't not bring it up. People we did not know well enough to do this at my prompting. We watched Japanese Louis Armstrong,
which does just fucking rock.
Which is that video does rock. Pretty that funny. Video is funny as fuck. And if you don't think so, you can I don't know, off yourself, whatever. Yeah. You don't have to.
You don't have to, but you can.
In a good dog mood here.
Yeah. And
but I brought that up. Because we were high, I'm like, that video rocks. And Jackson's like, we should watch it. I'm like,
yeah.
And then we watched it. And I wish I had gotten, and I don't get it. I wish they had given me an out. But it was more just like, don't play that kind of video.
That's like one step.
We don't find that stuff funny.
That's like one step. That's essentially showing someone what is a woman. Like that is essentially showing someone that and being like, what's your reaction?
Did you guys like watch the movie at your Christmas?
No, they're just talking about it.
Okay.
And then someone got a Daily Wire Plus subscription in their stocking.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. The consensus is that Lady Baller sucked though, so they all didn't like
no
it.
No good.
No good.
Wow. There's two thumbs down.
I was really looking forward to that. I watched an awesome movie and its sequel during Christmas with my family. We watched The Christmas Chronicles.
What's that?
Which is some really low budget Christmas movie made so people looking for a Christmas movie to watch on Netflix find something they haven't seen before.
Those are good.
And it's kind of like if The Minions was a Christmas movie.
What?
Like at first it starts off like pretty generic, right? It's like a little girl and her older brother. And she's like, let's try to stay up all night and catch Santa coming into her house and giving us gifts, right? And they catch Santa and they see him. But then things go wrong. And when they catch Santa and see him, you know, and they end up making him. He crashes his sleigh and he loses his hat, which gives him magical powers.
Oh, shit. You can't
do that.
The movie
really kind of gets into its stride, gets in the good parts when they start introducing elves, which talk exactly like Minions and look like just disgusting little freaks.
Wait, this is a CGI film?
It's live action with CGI elves.
Oh, that's no.
Awesome. So they decided to put the Minions in live action.
Yeah, and they speak Elvish, but if you listen to them speak Elvish, like the subtitles say like elves speaking Elvish. Yeah. You know? But it's obviously just Minion speak. 100%.
That's awesome.
It's like wabadoop.
And do they work for Santa?
They're helping Santa. They beat up a bunch of gangsters who are keeping one of the kids hostage.
What? That's cool.
Well, because the gangster they find crafts. I did take a solid 40-minute nap in the middle of this.
Yeah,
and you just woke up
things,
to the fucking Minion elves beating up.
Get really good at Christmas Chronicles 2, which has a way stronger focus on the elves and their lore. And one of the first and most powerful elves, he's one of the best at making toys. His name is Belsnickel.
How do we know that?
Because they're calling him Belsnickel. Santa's going, Belsnickel, stop pulling pranks on the other elves. Stop being
going,
naughty.
Bye, 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 bye.
And he feels misunderstood, so he leaves the village, and he becomes human, so he's going to die. Because elves are immortal, but he's going to die. And he's like, to break this curse, I need to steal your magic Christmas star, Santa. But anyways, Belsnickel made me laugh because I was just pretending that was a racial slur for elves the whole time.
Yeah.
Right? So they saw him and they go, it's Belsnickel. And I'm like, that's fucked up.
Damn, why did you
sit down for that treat, Belsnickel?
I don't
Stop playing
I don't
pranks.
Like the way they're saying that.
Get down from the tree, not, you fucking bell snicker.
It's not an appealing name. You know?
Yeah. But yeah, he drugs all the elves to make them evil when they're terrorizing.
And so this is like Gremlins then.
No, it's kind of like Minions. Getting into like Gremlins.
My mom was like, they're like Gremlins. And they kind of, when they get naughty, when they're infected with Elfsbane.
Elfsbane, is that actually what they call
that's the plant that makes them act naughty. That's what they call it in the movie. They're a little gremlin-like. Like, one of them grabs a chainsaw and he's about to kill another one. But that's right before they get... Mostly they're just kind of smacking and show each other around. But then they imply that they're about to, like, just fucking murder each other right before they all get cured with the magical Christmas cannons.
Oh. This movie sounds like it rocks.
This movie does rock. This is Christmas...
Doesn't sound bad.
This is Christmas
Chronicles 1 is okay, but Christmas Chronicles 2 rocks.
Do you need to watch Christmas Chronicles 1?
Or... Yes.
Even though you missed 40 minutes of it?
You don't need to watch the middle 40.
Can we watch Christmas Chronicles 1, but you skip around to the important parts?
No. I just watched it. I'm not doing it again.
That's a yearly rewatch.
We're past Christmas now.
We don't have enough Christmas spirit. We've been watching a lot of Hallmark movies, though.
Oh, that's so
all the green and really red ones.
Yeah, all the ones where it's like
two white people on the cover.
Always two white people, yeah. But they're always really funny because I always
sometimes the dude is light skinned.
Yeah, but
yeah,
That's the guy who she breaks up with most of the time. Yeah. At least in the ones that I saw, it's a. It was a very interesting thing because it's like, one, they don't understand business, but we all knew that it was like the kind of whole thing where it's like all of the bad guys are always like, we got to close the big deal on Christmas. We got to close. And they don't understand how business works or like why business is done or what their husbands are even doing at business. They're just like, people do business and they have to do the business on Christmas, which is evil. And that's why you should be with this other guy who's going to go. And it's like, but most people don't. Most people would never be like, we've got to close this deal on December 25th when end of year is like, has five extra days. It's like most people are like, oh yeah, that seems evil, we shouldn't do that. But that's not the important part. The important part is one of the kind of wacky scenarios that they have to come up with because they've run out of different ideas. And the one that I really liked was the one where so we only caught the end of one, and that one was like, there is an army general at the very end. We didn't know what was going on, but a cop with like let a woman walk out the diner and she got on like a Greyhound, and then some guy called her and they're all in a barn and he's like, you gotta stop that bus. And so the cop pulled out in front of the bus and like the bus slammed into him, and then he got on the bus and she said, you're coming with me, and he pulled the woman off the bus and then he brought her to the barn. She's like, what's going on?
Very romantic.
And then an army general came out from the side and he had a dog, and she's like, Snowball. And then she's like, you're going to stay in Mistletoe Land, right? And she's like, yeah. And then they did. So that was good.
That sounds romantic as hell, Doc.
It was romantic. I think they kissed at the end. But the other one that
on my bitch girlfriend trying to leave me, get her to come back.
It's the best one, though, is like the blind Christmas one, where a guy, he's blind, and the woman is the sight person, the person who like helps him like see stuff.
Sure, is seeing eye person?
Yeah.
He's a seeing eye dog.
And then she gives him a seeing eye dog.
To get rid of
him. Yeah, to get rid of him. And so she's slowly trying to like wean him off. But the entire thing is that there's just like everyone, whenever they see that he's blind, just makes fun of him relentlessly. They're just like, you fucking idiot. Like, it's so funny because one guy, the evil guy, like the guy who you're supposed to be like, that guy sucks, he's like, oh, sorry. And he like held out his hand for a handshake. He's like, that's okay. And then like he held out his hand and then he like almost grabbed his hand. He's like, psych. And then he's like, all right, babe, I'll see you later. And then he like kissed her. It was awesome. Let's see, what else?
These are all Hallmark films?
These are all Hallmark films.
Did they ever have any, like, the same actors in them?
I think they probably do, but they all kind of blur together.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a white woman and a white man.
One last thing I'd like to say about both Christmas Chronicles movies is, in both, there's a scene where it increases magical reserves by inspiring people with Christmas spirit.
Yeah, that's a common trope.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty generic. He sings... He sings Christmassy songs, but they're always like kind of, it feels like cultural appropriation the way he does it, where it feels like he's doing a black voice
And like
putting on the Louis Armstrong.
The first one, he's
green.
He's in jail. He's in a holding cell at a police station.
Santa?
Yeah, I don't know how he got there. That's part of what I miss.
Is the gangsters, are they a part of it?
And he starts producing magical instruments for everyone. And he gives a black guy a trumpet, and the black guy and the black guy's like,
say something?
I don't know how to play this. And then he's like, give it a try.
He's a natural.
Yeah, it's literally like the fucking South Park bit where they give Token a bass and they're like, just play it, Token, you're black, you can play bass, and they can. It was literally like a black guy going like, I don't know how to play this trumpet and this like, and this jazzy song you're about to do, and Santa's like, yeah, just come on, just do it. He's pretty good. Which in the movie it's because Santa has Christmas powers that makes Christmas people magic. Able to play trumpet. And then the second one, there's a black lady, everyone's bitching at her. They go back in time to 1990 because Belle Snickle sends them back there. That's not important. But anyway, they're in the Chicago airport after they get sent back in time. This black lady, she's getting yelled at by everyone because all their flights got canceled because of a storm. And he's like, oh no, that's going to put Christmas spirit at an all-time low in this area, and we're never going to be able to get out of here. And also, we need AAAs to power the time machine and get back to time.
Hell yeah.
And so while the little girl is looking for AAAs with her dead father, who's now a child, he's inspiring everyone with Christmas spirit by, again, doing a black voice and singing about how Christmas is going to save them all. But he mind controls this black woman into singing, right? He doesn't like start the song. She starts singing when he snaps his finger.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. That's scary.
Yeah.
She's talking to these people about like, look, calm down, right? Like, I can rebook your flights. You're not getting out of this airport today. The storm's too bad. It's not safe. And she just starts singing. And this guy comes up and he's like, talk and jive and stuff, and it's like, this is fucked up. Santa should not
was
be
this
doing
not
this.
Supposed to be a comedy film.
I mean, it's like a family movie, so there's like most of the funny parts are like, there's an elf named Bjorn who eats too many. There's a scene that goes on for way too long of him like vomiting up candy canes, and you're like, oh my God, that's in Christmas Chronicles
too. Good.
Yeah, it seems like a good movie.
They're like, yeah, they're on the candy cane factory line, and Mrs. Claus sees Bjorn eat one, and she goes, don't eat the product. And the he goes sorry, and then he goes, bleh, he splits one out, and he goes, bleh, 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 bleh. And it goes on for a strange amount of time.
This does seem cool. What, so like,
it's not, they're pretty boring if I'm being honest.
But like, but the idea of
this,
like,
was the main thing I did during Christmas was watch both of these movies and then Die Hard with my family.
How high were you?
No, we watched Christmas Chronicle 1.
You can't be high with your family.
Yeah, then we watched Die Hard, then we watched Christmas Chronicles 2. I wasn't high.
Oh, that does make them seem like they would be
less fun. They maybe would have been better, but it would have been worse Christmas overall. Yeah, I've been like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know, because like even then, would those movies even be like good high? Or would you just be like, I'm turning this off?
My nap would have been longer.
I do love the idea. You just wake up and the...
I did. We started watching Christmas Chronicles 1. They fucked up the sleigh. And I'm like, I'm going to just stretch out and lay down a little bit on the couch. And I woke up. And one of them was being held hostage by gangsters. And Santa was in jail.
That's the best way to watch a movie.
Why are there so many like racial undertones like,
what the
in this
fuck
movie?
Is going on? I'm exaggerating, though. It's really only during the songs because they're trying to make it kind of jazzy. Okay. I don't know. They're just in both.
Maybe a black guy wrote it.
It's not as bad as Christmas Chronicles 2. I just definitely, when he gives the black guy the trumpet in the first one, I'm like, okay, you just, why have him say that? Why not just have, like, he gave two other people instruments and they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
They just started playing them.
Yeah, like,
the white people gene of knowing they should be able to play acoustic guitar.
Maybe he was like, I'm not going to try to control this guy. And he was like, I don't know how to play this. And he's like, next time I do this, I'm just going to control everybody. Like, I'm just going to, like, mind control. So that's why he snapped. And then he made the lady sing. Because, like, he could have just been like, hey, lady, try singing a Christmas tune. And she's like, I don't know how to sing. And it's like, we've been over this. Yes, you can. I'm Santa. I'm magic. Just sing.
Oh, also at the end of Christmas Chronicles 1, he puts their dead dad's soul into a Christmas ornament. They all have gifts from Santa. Doesn't
let him go to heaven.
I forget what the little girl gets, but the guy gets a Christmas ornament. He's like, whatever, it's kind of boring. He hangs up on the tree, and then he looks into it, and his dad's in there, and he goes, I'm proud of you. It's like, well, that's scary. And it raises questions about the afterlife and Santa's power over that.
Yeah.
That he can do such a thing.
It's immense, I assume.
Or it's an illusion, you know, and it's meaningless. And
it's mean, probably, because Santa did that on purpose.
He's like, here
you go, you dumb idiot. I don't know.
Your dad's dead.
Would you rather have there be an afterlife? Which one would you rather have canonically happen?
Put it into an ornament? No, I'd rather be dead forever.
Either there's no afterlife, or if there is, you're stuck in a Christmas ornament?
Yeah.
Yeah, no afterlife.
I would rather die.
That's fair.
Is that what you're
unless the Christmas ornament is like, I can send one message to one person who gets that Christmas ornament,
and then I move on.
If I move on right after that, then I maybe do the Christmas ornament.
Yeah, because then you'd like wait.
Yeah,
then you'd wait.
Then it's like you get one last final say.
Yeah,
you're done.
One last final.
Everybody wants the last word.
Yeah,
except for me.
Oh, we've still got 1 minute left. Let's say all the things we're thankful for.
That's Thanksgiving, bitch.
It's not.
Let's say all the things. Yeah, it's Nogsgiving.
Okay. I'm thankful for whoever invented eggnog.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I mean, they could have done something else with their time, but that's good.
Well, it could have they done that they had more value.
I don't know. Made some milk and cheese, you know, cooked those eggs up.
Their immediate milk and cheese would have meant that we would have had no.
I'm not saying I'm thankful to anyone who ever makes eggnog. I'm saying to whoever created the idea. That's more meaningful than just making some more eggs.
Yeah.
Your cheese.
What was that? I guess
they're not the ones making the eggs.
What the fuck was that guy thinking when he made? He's like, I'm going to put all these raw eggs and some milk, make some eggnog.
I mean, like culinarily, you know,
eggs
like.
Eggs and milk go together? No.
You could probably assume.
Maybe that's all they had. And they're like, well, let's try it.
Maybe it was one of those like Bible stories.
Early, look, he's I'm trying to make an early out protein.
Who invented eggnog?
Maybe he's trying to make like a, maybe it was like one of those like Bible stories where it's like the candle lit for 8 days. It's like, the guys only had eggs and milk. And they said, we'll never get Christmas cheer out of this. These then suck.
Blended them.
Then they blended them together and drank it. They're like, this is pretty cheery.
This could use some spiced rum.
Could use some turmeric.
Some turmeric and some spiced rum in there.
They only had just like shit tons of alcohol and then like milk and eggs.
Yeah, pirates invented eggnog.
We don't know who invented eggnog, but we know the earliest documentation mentioning eggnog goes back to 1775 with Maryland clergyman and philologist Jonathan Boucher, who wrote a poem about the drink, Fog Drams I the Morn, or better still, eggnog. My palate.
That shit was definitely alcohol.
My palate can regale.
That was definitely alcohol.
Fog Drams into the Morn.
Better yet,
give me some fucking eggnog. I think that, I don't know, because like, I feel like if the earliest known sighting is like 1776 or whatever, like I feel like we should have had documentation of like who made it. Like if we, like, I don't know, I feel like you wrote shit down, or like you would be like the guy who like knew.
I don't know. Eggs and cream and shit. It's like, I don't know. That's all they had. You know, they probably had way more eggs and cream than they could have ever needed back then.
Yeah.
They're like, I need salt and meat, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I need. So with the leftover eggs and shit, you make some eggnog. You just throw it, you can throw it together, mix it up.
Do you think they made hard-boiled eggs back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them? Like, is that like what they made? Do you
think
they had a big...
all they ate.
Do you think they just had a big hard-boiled egg basket, and that's what you just kind of ate out of?
I think they mostly just ate them raw.
Yeah, they left the shells on.
Oh, okay, that's cool. They
didn't know how to take the shells off.
That was like the meat supplement, right?
Well, what I want us to return to, if we're talking about returning to tradition, is those weird European like things they do during Christmas where they have like the scary Krampus masks.
Those are
cool. We need to do that.
Oh, yeah, I did see the video of that one place. I don't know if it was in Sweden or what, where they have the multiple Krampuses out in the street. in some of the towns, and they whip you. They like hurt you.
I do think those are kind of
awesome.
I do think those are kind of fun because it's just a lot of people who are like fucking done with Christmas time, where they're just like, we're doing the scary shit now. It's like this
scary Christmas
because like no one now like celebrates Krampus like as like a guy, but they're just like saw the Coca-Cola.
America's too too happy to ever have Krampus. Krampuses
whip you. Oh my god, I saw the greatest compilation though of like people who had like hired somebody to be the Grinch and like come into their house and they like steal their kids' presents. And their kids like the kids either have like the flight response or the fight response where they'll like fucking go up and try and punch the shit out of the Grinch.
I do love the ones where the dad holds them back and then it's like people are talking about like years later in therapy. They'll be talking about how their dad held them back from getting their presents from the Grinch.
Yeah, I have to wonder what happens after like the Grinch leaves and he like actually took some presents. Do they have like the guy? I mean, obviously he probably returns the presents, but why did you do that in the first place? Then?
If I was hiring a Grinch, I would definitely have some empty boxes just wrapped.
Yeah,
and the Grinch comes in, and he takes them, and he runs out, and you go, "That's because you were bad."
Yeah, I do like
you weren't bad enough to not get any gifts, but you're bad enough that you lose some.
This is what happens when you don't fight for what you have.
This is because you didn't mow the lawn.
You didn't use castle doctrine against the Grinch properly. Son.
Yeah, this is a bunch of fucking who are the sovereign citizens?
Yeah, you're like, hiring this a Grinch, and you're like, look, I want to teach my kids a lesson about protecting what's theirs. So I'm going to pay you better than the rate you listed me. I'm going to pay you better than that.
I'm going to pay you double.
But these kids, they're going to try to hit you, and they're going to try to hurt you, and I'm going to encourage it.
They've got BB guns.
And you got
some of the best ones, though, are with like the kids like jumping on the Grinch's back, and the Grinch is like throwing fucking elbows back at the kid. Just nailing him with some bows.
Just like as an adult, like just like looking at that, not
some
being
fucking
like,
10-year-old.
Yeah, like well, as an adult, like seeing like not only like the guy who you hired getting beat up by your kid, which is like, okay, maybe I should hold him back. But also seeing like the guy you hired throwing bows at your kid just being like, get the fuck off me. It's like, what do I do? And like, you messed up. If that situation's happening under your tree, you
hired the Grinch to take your kid's presents. You're a bad parent. That's all that is.
That's like all the like Jimmy Fallon, we ate all the cotton, the candy, Halloween candy. All your shit. Halloween
Did y'all candy? See the video? It's like a birthday party and they have like this little show going on for the kids where there's like someone dressed as Spider-Man, someone dressed as Iron Man, right? Like the Avengers. And there's a dude dressed as Thanos, right? They're doing like a little show of them like beating Thanos for the kids. And so Thanos is like down, like kneeling down. He's being defeated. And this kid runs up and he does like the perfect like running front kick square in Thanos's jaw.
Knocks him out cold.
He doesn't knock him out. The kid's not that strong, but like it hurts him. It hurts him pretty bad. And you can see like all the like people dread like Spider-Man and Iron Man. They like flinch. They go like, oh yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a good memory.
The dad runs up and he's like trying to pull this kid away who's just all about it. He's like, I got to fuck Thanos kill up.
I've got to be. Dude, Thanos, like, because I guess for kids, like, that's their 9/11. Yeah. Like, Thanos killed half the Marvel. Yeah. Thanos killed Spider-Man to their knowledge. Like, it brought him back.
That really happened.
But, like, they think that Thanos is coming back and is going to kill that guy that's right there. Like, they haven't experienced loss on that level.
Well, they're like, we got to handle him right away before he uses one of the powers of the stones to turn us around on us.
That is something where like
this kid saw what Thor did and he's like, I'm not gonna fucking miss.
I'm aiming for the head.
Fucking nail him
kid
right
getting
there.
Like a knife just stabbing him. Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, because it's also just like, I don't know, you if you have that, you really gotta cordon off your kids better. That would be really funny, is if they're like getting to the box children and there's like this big like plexiglass box and then the Grinch comes in and steals all their shit so that they don't just beat up the Grinch.
Forced to bang on the wall.
Yes. No.
No.
Dad, open the box. He says, no, son. Yeah, there need to be more kids boxes.
I want more parents to do that, not because I think it's good, just because I want to see the video. It's
funny. I don't. Yeah. I mean, like, there's a million things that are bad to do for children. I like seeing those things where they throw like the present into the fire for the kid. The kid's dressed as like a princess, and she's like, "Why are you throwing all my presents in the fire?" And they're just like, "Cause you've been bad."
I like the ones where they're like in the kitchen with their kid, like baking or cooking something, and they're cracking eggs. And they go, all right. And then they crack the egg on the kid's forehead without telling them. They're gonna
those
do
are
that.
Always good.
And the kids are like, a lot of them, they cry if they're like really young. And those ones are cool. But then a lot of them, the kid is just like betrayed. Like, what?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, it just doesn't
like really it. Upset.
I like.
Those videos rock.
Because, I don't know, I just hate children. So much.
Don't respect their time.
And if you hate children and love Nog, email us at brownbrispodcast@gmail.com.
You want to say that again?
brownbrispodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy Nog.
Happy Nog.
Au revoir. See you in the new year.
Bye.
Bye.